Suki's Silly Signs, written by Gareth Davies, illustrated by Alma Rosa Pacheco Marcos. Genre: humorous fiction is a funny story about imaginary people and events. Look for the funny things that happen in the story. Question of the week: how can we be responsible when we make a mistake?
It was a lovely morning for not going to school. Suki was cleaning her teeth. She had no idea what was going to happen today, because today was Go to Work with Your Parents Day. And Suki was going to work with her dad. It was going to be amazing. Come on, Suki, we're going to be late. Suki ran down the stairs and slammed the front door behind her. She jumped into her dad's truck. Where are we going first? Suki asked excitedly. To the mall. We have to put up new signs. Suki's dad was a handyman at the local shopping mall. Today, his job was to make sure all the signs were clean and facing the right way. He was also the sign maker. He painted signs onto the roads in parking lots to show people what direction to go in. He also painted signs to show people where they can and cannot park, and he updated the electronic information signs inside the malls. Suki was bored. Helping her dad wasn't as interesting as she thought it was going to be. She was so bored, she actually wanted to be back at school. Suki, can you help me put these signs up? Suki had an idea. She was going to have some fun. The toilets were to the right, and the cafes to the left, but she put the signs pointing in the opposite directions. Suki giggled as she watched the townspeople looking confused. Suki, what have you done? Suki's father said. Being in charge of signs is a very responsible job. You have to respect the signs. They are very important. Sorry, Dad, Suki apologized. Stop being a troublemaker and put them round the right way. Okay. Where are we going next, Dad? We have to go to the control room to update the electronic signs. Cool. But it wasn't cool. It was boring. The control room was hot and dark, and her dad was using an old computer. She was so bored, she actually wanted to be back at school. Don't touch anything, Suki's dad told her. He got up and left the room. Suki had an idea. She was going to have some fun. She sat in her father's chair and started typing on the computer. She typed, "Caution! Escaped tiger in mall!" She imagined the look of terror on the townspeople's faces. Suki giggled to herself when suddenly she looked up and saw her father. Suki, what are you doing? Suki's father said. Being a sign maker is a very responsible job. You have to respect the signs. They are very important. Sorry, Dad, Suki apologized. Stop being a troublemaker. At lunchtime, Suki was sitting outside the mall eating her sandwich. It was cheese. She didn't like cheese. She started breaking off pieces of bread and feeding them to the seagulls. All of a sudden, there were a flock of seagulls all around her. Suki yelped. Suki, what are you doing? Suki's father said, shooing away the horde of seagulls. Look at the sign. What does it say? Do not feed the birds, Suki said. You have to respect the signs. They are important. They are there for a reason. Sorry, Dad, Suki apologized. In the afternoon, they did a few other jobs around the mall, and then Suki's dad said they had to go outside to put up some new signs in the parking lot. Look at the rain, Suki said. Let's take the truck, Suki's father said. They drove the truck around the parking lot and then parked. Suki held the ladder while her father put up a new, disabled parking sign. Disabled persons parking only. But their work was interrupted by a car horn. Suki looked around and saw a woman leaning on her horn. Suki's dad went over to her. Is that your truck? The woman protested. Yes. "What's the problem?" he said. "You're parked in a disabled spot." "Don't blame me. I need to work, and it was raining." "What am I supposed to do? My son's in a wheelchair, and there is nowhere for me to park." "You're not being a good citizen parking there like that," the woman scolded Suki's dad.
"I am sorry," Suki's father apologized. "I'll move it now."
Suki was laughing. She got into the truck and turned to her dad. "See, Dad, you have to respect the signs. They are very important. They are there for a reason."
"You are right," Suki's dad said.
"It was poor judgment on my part. Come on, let's see if we can find the woman and her son. We can buy them an ice cream to apologize."